From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. International Crisis Group's Michael Kovrig said North Korea doesn't trust anyone but China, and that Pyongyang feels it needs nuclear weapons to provide it a security guarantee. He said that needs to be taken into consideration when leader Kim Jong-un says he's willing to denuclearize.
We should see Kim Jong-un's statement here as a useful expression of long-term political intention, but how to get there would probably require satisfying a lot of conditions on the North Korean side that the United States in particular and its allies would not be willing to meet.
Kovrig says any solution will need to take into account the interests of China, Japan, South Korea, Russia, and other regional neighbors. Wednesday, Russia said it would respond in kind to the mass expulsions of Russian diplomats by the West over the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal in the English city of Salisbury. Jeff Custer has that story.
More countries took action against Russia Wednesday. Slovakia, Malta, and Luxembourg each recalled their ambassador in Moscow for consultations, while Montenegro said it would expel a Russian diplomat. Slovakia and Montenegro, while both members of the U.S.-led NATO alliance, are traditionally close to Russia. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Afghan official says that at least two people, including a district police chief, were gunned down when militants opened fire on a crowd gathered at a funeral in eastern Nangarhar province. A spokesman said that four other civilians were wounded in the attack late Wednesday afternoon. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. But both Taliban insurgents and Islamic State group affiliates are active in the region. This is VOA News.